Israeli forces have shot and wounded at least three Palestinians and abducted a number of others in separate attacks in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian media report that nearly a dozen Israeli military vehicles entered the city of Ramallah and prompted clashes with residents. Three Palestinians were shot with live bullets. In another incident near Ramallah, Israeli soldiers stopped a car and forced two Palestinian passengers to get off. Witnesses say Israelis took them away while they were handcuffed and blindfolded. Also in Jenin, at least 30 military vehicles stormed a refugee camp and abducted several members of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Tensions remain high in the West Bank as Tel Aviv presses ahead with its crackdown against Palestinians on the occupied territory. And there's a breaking news coming in with related news that a Palestinian has been killed after ramming the car that he was driving into a group of Israelis in Hebron al-Khalil. The details on PressTV.com, of course. But let's cross over to Ramallah and speak to Jamal Jum'a. He's the head of the Stop the Wall campaign. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Jum'a. Now, it seems that the tensions are still high in the occupied territories, but Israel is stepping up its crackdown on Palestinians, specifically these mass arrests. What do you make of that?
Yeah, what we are witnessing since a while now is that invading to the West Bank, but not as a whole like they did in 2002, but like rather than city by city. It was Hebron and still Hebron under in a siege. It was a few days ago, it was Tul Karim, Ramallah tonight, and Jenin as well. So they are taking it city by city. They are going inside the cities. They are arresting people. Systematically, we have in this around now the third month, we have more than 3,000 Palestinian youth has been arrested. Beside all the, of course, also the 118 martyrs and over 3,500 injuries, 13,000 injuries, 2,000 of them is live ammunition. This is like a war that has been launched on the Palestinian people. Israel is getting crazy. They want to stop the Palestinian intifada. They want to stop the Palestinian revolutions that disturbing all their colonial apartheid system and the projects that was going on systematically, especially with the expansion of the settlements and also the apartheid system that they are trying to solidify in the Palestinian areas.
Well, Mr. Jum'a, many say that the goal here of these mass arrests and demolitions of homes of Palestinians is to intimidate Palestinians for not retaliating. Do you think it's going to work?
Of course it's not working. Here, like, the whole equation is like a martyr will bring another martyr, and house demolishing will bring another demonstration. The Palestinians are not going just to terrorize, and they are going to stay at their homes when they see that their homes is demolished and their sons is killed in the streets and raiding their places every night and terrifying their children. Of course, this is drove an anger and reaction from the Palestinians. And this has been proved by the history. If we go over a little bit in the modern history, like any, with the, from the first intifada until now, the thing that makes this intifada much more bigger and spreading out is the Israeli immense using of power and violations and the crimes that they are committing against the Palestinian people. Of course, this is not going to stop the Palestinians from going to the streets, from announcing loudly by all means that we are fed up with this occupation. We are not going to keep silent from all what's happening, from stealing our land, to arresting our children, to destroying our future, and also to leave the Palestinian people without any hope, any simple means of life. That's what's happening in many of the areas, particularly nowadays. There is an expulsion is going on in the Jordan Valley northern communities, the Bedouin communities, where some of communities, since 14 days now, they are sleeping outside in this freezing cold weather, trying to force them in a way to leave. Palestinians not going to leave. This is just make the anger is much more stronger. And I will repeat here and recall one of this Bedouin community's leaders where he was talking to the international community, don't make our children violent and don't make them lose the hope. Don't blame us for how we respond at the end. We are not going to stay silent of what's going to us and to our children.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Jamal Jum'a, the head of the Stop the Wall campaign, joining us live from Ramallah. Mr. Jum'a, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.